Yes, we're back, and you are listening to the January 2016 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. And Mike, we'll get into our second segment here of the program.
Do you think anybody's actually still listening after that first segment?
No, I think
we're just talking to ourselves now.
We've alienated everybody but my friend in Hitchcock and, like, your mother-in-law that listens. It was your mother-in-law that listened, right?
Yes, my mother-in-law, yes. I think she may still be listening. I am not sure.
We're losing her quick, huh?
We better step it up here in this second segment.
So this past week, Mike, the grand jury in Beadle County indicted an individual on two different charges. The charges are grand theft and bigamy. And, you know, when I first heard about this, I mean, I think the first thing that people think about when they hear bigamy, polygamy, you know, they think about some of the TV shows, and of course, and we can go there, I guess, just to get started, the differences between polygamy and bigamy. Is it just the fact that there's one extra individual? Because when you start talking about, for example, the compound that they claim is out in Pringle out west is tied to... what's his name? Jeff's. I can't think of the...
Jared.
Warren Jeffs.
Warren Jeffs.
I think Seth Jeffs is the brother that's running the thing out there out west. Warren Jeffs was a polygamous group leader with multiple wives beyond just one. So, I mean, let's start with the differences between bigamy and polygamy.
Well, that's a good question. Do you know the difference?
That's why I'm asking the lawyer.
Well, polygamy, and you know, I'm not an expert on these areas, but I think that's more of a belief or a lifestyle or a...
So it's not necessarily a crime then?
Right. Bigamy is the crime. Polygamy, I think, is the lifestyle.
Okay.
So you believe in having multiple wives. So, but bigamy is just is the crime for being married to more than one person at a time. And so I think that's my understanding. I could be wrong about that. Don't, you know, well, you can quote me on that. I guess I just said it, so
right,
someone's quoting me. But that's my understanding of the difference. So polygamy is more of a religious lifestyle choice, which I think all the religions now reject that, except for those special sects that still believe in that.
So you could, one who practices polygamy, has multiple wives, could theoretically be charged then with bigamy. It doesn't just have to be a former wife and a current wife. If they had multiple wives, would that still fall under that statute of bigamy?
Bigamy is...
It doesn't matter how many extra wives you've got, which why you'd want extra wives, I'm not 100% sure, but...
Well, yeah, bigamy is... You're married to more than one person, and so...
And so the number of which doesn't matter, or would that be in the instance you would add additional charges?
If I
was married to five people, I would be charged with four counts.
You could,
or
be,
could,
yeah,
be.
For each individual person that you married after the first marriage could be a count of bigamy.
So, as you said in the story that I did, and the story that was out on the wire, which was derived from my story, 20 years and you've never come across this?
No, not as a criminal charge or as a report to us, but so it was kind of out of the blue, and then it comes from the Office of Inspector General, which is, I think that's the first time I've gotten a criminal case from the Office of Inspector General. So all that stuff kind of was just different in this particular case, but it was based on the bigamy, and the bigamy led to the fraud in the Social Security.
Now, what sorts of things, obviously, again, going back to the books... Is this one that you pulled out of the book, or is this one that you looked at and researched online as to the elements of what it is? And what did you learn about the crime, having never had to go to that section of the law before?
Right. I just looked up the law, looked at what it said, looked at what was required to prove it, determined whether I believe there's enough there. Once determining that there's enough there, you present the case to the grand jury. And then the grand jury makes a determination if there's probable cause to proceed with the prosecution.
It seems like the elements are pretty simple, but what are some of the things that the statute entails that you as a prosecutor look for in making that determination?
The statute itself is fairly simple. It just says that you have more than one marriage. So you have more than one legal or illegal, whatever the case is. You have more than one person that you are married to. And it doesn't matter really what you told the second person. Just the fact that you defrauded the government by, when you fill out a marriage certificate, you tell them that you're divorced or you're not married currently, and then you get married. So it's but that's what it looks like. All you got to do is prove that. So in this case, the elements of the crime would be prove that there was a marriage, and then there was no divorce, and then there was a second marriage, and this person knew about it. And that would be what we would have to be required to prove in a prosecution for bigamy.
Now, this also ties in, as we mentioned earlier, to the individual in this particular case. The defendant is charged with grand theft, which during the state fair show, you know, we realized over $1,000. The moose is a felony, and there was over $1,000 here. So, that makes it grand theft. So, talk about to the extent that you can, given the fact it is a pending investigation, how that all got wrapped into it too.
Well, what the facts that led to the charges being brought were the Social Security claim by the second wife.
The new wife or
or the current wife. And when they apply for Social Security, individuals that are eligible for Social Security know that when you go in and apply for Social Security, they ask you the question, if you've been married, who you were married to, and then they run an analysis to see if you're entitled to get benefits under your spouse or if you're entitled to your own benefits. And then that information is stored in the government database. And when that happens, and in this case, the first wife went and applied for Social Security benefits, indicated that she was married. They ran the analysis and determined that she was better off claiming her own Social Security benefits. And now the second analysis came up with the second wife. The current wife came in, made the same application, indicated she was married. They then ask the defendant, are you married or not married? And there was indications that he indicated that he wasn't. So based on that information, they then, she qualified to receive Social Security benefits based on her marriage to him, which the government determined was fraudulent because he failed to disclose the first marriage. So that's the basis or the facts that lead us to that. So the spouse, the current wife, was paid these Social Security benefits in error because it be based on information that was provided that was not truthful.
So, and I didn't realize as I was listening to you explain that both now and a couple days ago, I didn't realize that, I mean, if everyone's paying in and you have a Social Security number, why would you be able to and or just withdraw in the first place Social Security from someone else, i.e. that spouse? I mean, why wouldn't you just draw on your own?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that particularly because I'm not an expert in Social Security or how that works. But you have to, my understanding is you have to have been married to a person for 10 years and then you're entitled to a percentage of their, what they would get in Social Security. Now, my understanding is it doesn't decrease what the other person gets. It's just that you're, because you were married to that person for that period of time, that you're entitled to grab their benefits. And I think it's there to protect the spouse. Like in my situation, my wife stays home, doesn't work. So she's not generating any income, but she allows me to work and generate income. So she should be entitled to part of my Social Security. And I think that's the basis for that determination to allow that person to draw Social Security on their spouse, because there's a lot of times, like in my situation, where the spouse doesn't work, and if something happened to me or if that person was divorced, they've given up 20 years of their life, where they could have been working and they weren't because they were taking care of the family, doing things like that. The decision that we made together, they should be entitled to some of those benefits, and that's the way the law is.
And I think that's where I was going there is, let's just use your example. So your wife is drawing off yours, but you can still, so two people can draw off the same, in a situation of marriage, over the past 10 years, two people can draw off of one Social Security account?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Well, I'm not a Social Security expert, but
I understand that.
And I love my wife, so Candace, a little shout out to her. But if she were happen to divorce me, when we both became eligible to draw Social Security, she would be able to draw Social Security based on my income while we were married, and she would get a percentage of that. I don't know what those numbers would be, but she would get a percentage. We've been married 16 years. You thought I didn't know that, but I knew it. So she would get a percentage based on that. You know, and if she was to divorce me now, it might take her a while. So she might be 17 years by the time she got rid of me. But I love her. Love you, honey.
It took you a minute. I saw the eyes going. You were wavering on that.
Yeah,
you got it, but you were wavering on it.
Yeah.
It wasn't
the
sure
thing. Well,
you
don't know if I got it. I could have just made it up. But
well, you'll have to fill me in after the show if the door's locked or not. You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
We're back with more after this.